We continue our CD with a report on graphene, a revolutionary new material that caused much excitement in the scientific community when it was discovered by a team of researchers at Manchester University in 2004.
Did you know that Iron Man's armor isn't made of metal anymore? In his Marvel comic, but not yet the movies, genius inventor Tony Stark decided to improve his armor by using a new carbon-based substance called graphene. And it's not difficult to see why. Graphene is a super element, the strongest matter ever discovered, yet also incredibly light and an excellent conductor of electricity. A sheet of it, only 100 atoms thick, is 10 times more bulletproof than steel, but is as flexible as rubber and more transparent than glass, absorbing only 2% of light. It all sounds like the fantasy of some comic book writer, but it's not. Graphene is a real substance, first produced by researchers at the University of Manchester in 2004. If you haven't yet heard of it, that's not the fault of the science community. They are so excited that there have been more than 8,000 research papers about it in recent years. A form of carbon, graphene was first derived from the graphite contained in an ordinary pencil. Graphite is a three-dimensional carbon crystal, but researchers found a way to isolate a layer of crystals from it just one atom thick, so essentially two-dimensional. In this form, the crystals adopted a honeycomb structure, like chicken wire. This gives the substance a tensile strength 200 times greater than steel, even though it is 6 times lighter. The potential uses of graphene are so numerous that it could change our lives in the same way as plastics or silicon chips did before. For now, the biggest problem is that it remains expensive to mass produce, but it is only a matter of time before new techniques are developed. In the meantime, the list of potential uses for it keeps getting longer.
Tomorrow's world. In the first 10 years after graphene was discovered, some 7,000 new patents were registered, 400 by Samsung alone. Indeed, it may only be a few years before today's hard, breakable smartphone screens become malleable graphene displays. Similarly, a magic newspaper, like the one in the Harry Potter films, should be possible using the same technology, while graphene batteries could massively expand the range of electric cars. Even the fashion industry is involved. A dress created this year used graphene elements to capture the wearer's breathing rate and power LED accessories. Other projects include a British one to build a bicycle that will weigh just 350 grams, and a Chinese one to create a graphene spaceship powered by starlight. Not all these projects will work. Don't hold your breath waiting for that spaceship. But even if only some come true, then the next technological revolution has already started.